Welcome to the inaugural Shiny Things mini podcast, gadgets discussed and reviewed in 5 minutes or less. Today is May 8th, 2010. I am Farfetch'd. Welcome to 1974. No, don't go check your calendars. That's when the first electronic calculators started appearing in my high school. Back then, they cost anywhere from $250 to $500 and really didn't do much beyond the basic four functions. But 10 years later, you could find calculators in the drugstore checkout rack that would do much more and cost about $20. Today, ebook readers cost anywhere from, you guessed it, $250 to $500. Most of them have rather limited functionality outside storing and displaying ebooks. Today's shiny thing is on the lower end of the price range, the Amazon Kindle. There's a Kindle DX on the other end of the range, but we'll stick to the basic model here. This isn't something I would have bought for myself, but I won it in a company Christmas party drawing along with a $50 Amazon gift certificate, and I bought one for Mom for Mother's Day. 10 years from now, given current and past trends, you'll be able to pick up something at the drugstore for $20 that does much more than the Kindle, but this is a pretty good start. The Kindle is light, in some respects almost too light to take seriously. It's about the size of a trade paperback, see the photo, and has a non-backlit grayscale screen. Now you might be thinking, how primitive, but if you have enough light to read a printed book, you have enough light to read a Kindle. The battery life is great. Idle mode lasts for days, and you could spend an entire day reading on your Kindle and not worry about recharging it. Try that on a laptop or cell phone. Amazon, like Apple with the iPod family, has built an ecosystem of sorts around the Kindle. But the two companies take opposite approaches. Apple's using the content to support hardware sales, and Amazon's using their hardware to support content sales. You can see this in action by downloading a Kindle reader for your iPhone, BlackBerry, iPad, Mac, or PC. In other words, you don't have to buy a Kindle to join in, just download a free reader and you can buy Kindle books for it. You can also get free Kindle format books from Project Gutenberg and catch up on the classics you avoided in your youth. Amazon has put a lot of thought into the ecosystem. First off, you can buy books straight from your Kindle if you can access Sprint's cellular network. I'd like to buy music like that with an iPhone. The cellular access is free, or I should say, Amazon picks up the tab. If you buy a book from their website using your computer, it sends the book straight to your Kindle. That is just cool, and another thing Apple should rip off for the music store. Amazon says you can start reading in less than a minute, and they're not joking. If you have a Kindle and reader software on another device, they automatically sync so you can switch from one to the other and pick up right where you left off. If the publisher allows, you can use the Kindle's built-in text-to-speech capabilities and let it read to you. When you switch back to reading yourself, it puts you at the spot where it left off. This could be handy for people on the go. Some people like to be able to highlight certain passages in their books or make margin notes. You can do that with the Kindle as well. You can mark selected passages, make notes, and take clippings for later use. You can copy these to your computer as a text file if needed. But there are other things a Kindle can do that can't be done with or to a printed book. For example, you can change the text size and column width by pressing a few buttons. Need a large print version while you're waiting for the optometrist to finish your new glasses? No problem. If you're bored with your book, the Kindle includes a small web browser so you can check out your favorite blogs instead, as long as you don't overdo it and incur the wrath of the Amazon. There is also an MP3 player which plays songs in the order you uploaded them, so you can listen to music while you're reading. If you already have a dedicated music player, though, keep using it. It's most likely going to work better. In the end, the Kindle's a very good ebook reader. If it had been left up to me, I'd have waited 10 years and bought one for $20 at the drugstore, but I'm glad I have this one. I don't have any idea how well it can stand up to abuse or even heavy usage, but I haven't heard anyone online say they're delicate as they feel, and third parties offer a variety of protective cases. I'd like the option of a backlight for reading in dim or dark places, but any book light will fix that. And there's the music, so that's it for this Shiny Things episode. Don't forget to follow me on Audioboo as Farfetch'd, or on Twitter as Farfetch'd58, so you don't miss the next one. Bye!